Well, Russia warns of Turkey's intentions to create a so-called Daesh-free zone in northern Syria. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov says such a move will be in breach of international law. He said it will cause substantial and qualitative tensions in the region. Turkey, with the help of the U.S., has been trying to operationalize a buffer zone in north of Syria. Ankara claims the move will lead to greater stability along the border. While opponents say Turkey is seeking to gain control over the situation in Syria and also crack down on minority Kurds, against who Ankara has launched a military campaign on its own soil. Crossing over to Chicago, I'd like to welcome author and radio host, Mr. Stephen Lindman. Thank you so much for being with us. Well, you've seen on the one hand Turkey saying that they have to create this free zone, and on the other hand, you've seen what Russia is saying about their intentions. What do you think is going on here? Why does Turkey want to do this now?
I think it's important to realize, first of all, that Turkey will do nothing without U.S. permission and or complicity. Turkey all along throughout the Syrian war has wanted to cut off a piece of northern Turkey, northern Syria, and annex it. Well, Russia's intervention absolutely destroyed those plans. There is no chance of Turkey establishing a piece of Syria, annexing it into part of Turkish territory. At the same time, Turkey continues to saber rattle. It threatens to send troops cross border into Syria. I think what it might do at most is make a brief incursion over a limited area, if it intends to do that, in fact. I'm not sure what it intends to do. I think Russia will respond according to exactly what Syria does. And I think what Russia will mainly do is use international law as its main weapon. Russia does not want a greater military confrontation than already. It wants to use the power of the law and its righteousness, using the law, to intervene against any extra belligerents that Turkey or anybody else may have in mind, including Saudi Arabia.
Well, let's talk about that then, Mr. Lindman. You talked about the power of the law and its righteousness. Which law, who's enforcing it? We look at the situation, especially when we have seen in Syria, and how basically, I would say, the law has been used against the government in Damascus. How likely is the possibility that the law could actually be used in a way that would be against still the Syrian government?
Well, I think that's a very key point, and I've said it so many times in my writing. There's no question. The Syria war is not a civil war. The civil war is Obama's war, and it's naked aggression using Daesh and other terrorist groups as U.S. imperial foot soldiers. So you talk about international law right down the drain from the start. And Turkey, of course, is a valued U.S. ally, a NATO member, supported by America and the other NATO forces, other NATO states. So at the same time, I think Turkey is very concerned about how far it will go. I think America will not let Turkey go more than a certain amount, more than a certain degree, in advancing more belligerence than already, because the situation is already explosive. The possibility of having direct confrontation with Russia, while it's acting as a supreme peacemaker, that may be too much for Washington. We'll have to wait and see what happens. I mean, it's a very inflammatory situation right now, and literally anything possibly could happen ahead. I'm hoping that maybe the worst that I fear won't happen, but who knows?
Well, thank you so much for being with us, Mr. Stephen Lindman, author and radio host out of Chicago.